This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday he will be looking very carefully at how his Labor Secretary, Alexander Acosta, agreed to a light sentence in a child sex trafficking Jeffrey Epstein more than a decade ago when Acosta was a federal prosecutor in Florida. Trump has defended his Labor Secretary, saying many people were involved in the Epstein case. A federal appeals court says President Trump can't ban critics from his Twitter account. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
A three-judge panel has agreed with a lower court judge who said President Trump violates the First Amendment when he blocks critics. The ruling came in a case brought by the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University. It had sued on behalf of seven of his policies. The appeals court said the First Amendment does not permit a public official using a social media account to exclude people from an otherwise open online dialogue because they disagree with the official. I'm Shelley Adler.
A who's who of conservative groups are headed to the White House to discuss how to deal with reports and stories from social media. Two of the biggest players in the social media world, Twitter and Facebook, have reportedly been excluded from the White House event. Few details are available about the July 11th gathering, but U.S. President Donald Trump has increasingly criticized the three big social media firms, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, for censorship and bias against conservative voices. The U.S. State Department has approved a request by Taiwan to purchase an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment. China has called on the United States to immediately cancel the deal, saying it violates the One China policy. The U.S. has diplomatic relations with China, but is bound by law to supply arms to Taiwan. This is VOA News.